اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وأجل فرج.
السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. And I'm very happy to say that some of the students of Sevier International School are here with us in this session, the same as our previous session. So, Brother Ali Nasir, Brother Hussein Ruhullah, and Hassan Nasrullah, and Brother Fawad Haider. Welcome, everyone. Assalamu alaikum. How are you, Fawad?
Fine. How are you, sir?
Alhamdulillah. Thank you. Hassan?
Alhamdulillah, sir. How are
good?
You?
Good? Alhamdulillah. Okay, Ali Nasir?
Alhamdulillah, sir.
That's great. Thank you. And Hussein?
Alhamdulillah, sir. How are you?
Alhamdulillah. Thank you. So everyone is fine. We hope that, dear listeners, you are as well fine and healthy. So today in this session, the same as our previous sessions, we will have one of the verses of Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 183 of Surah Al-Baqarah, page 28 of the Quran Kareem. So, I want everyone to, dear listeners, if you don't have your Quran, please get your Quran, open, go to page 28, ayah 183 of Surah Al-Baqarah. Before we start our session, let's everyone listen to the recitation of this ayah.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون.
So that was nice recitation. Now I will be reciting, okay? Make sure, brothers, you listen and repeat. All right?
Yes.
So, brothers and sisters who are listening to us right now on IRIB English Radio, please listen and repeat.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم.
كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون.
كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون.
أحسنتم. Thank you so much. Allah bless you, inshallah. Brothers and sisters, a very important thing, hukum, actually, rule, okay? Ruling, Islamic ruling, Allah Almighty is going to mention here that we already know, which is fasting, okay? As-sawm or siyam. Allah Almighty says in this ayah that, O you who have faith, ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, look how beautifully Allah Almighty call us, yes? O people who believe Allah Almighty calls us with our iman, yes? Trying to use a very beautiful word, okay? To tell us a new rule. So, prescribed for you, it means, kutiba alaykum as-siyam, it means siyam or sawm. Also, both are used, okay? Siyam or sawm. Fasting, okay? Has been, it is compulsory, okay? Upon you, like it was compulsory for the people before you, okay? It means it is wajib, it is prescribed, okay? Upon you, the same as it was prescribed for the people before you, okay? And also Allah Almighty says one of the reasons of why fasting, sawm, is compulsory, okay? Why we should fast. Allah Almighty says one of the reasons, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, so that you may be God-wary or you may get piety, okay? You will be a pious person. So, fasting or sawm during the month of, the holy month of?
Ramadan.
Which month? Ramadan. Yes, the holy month of Ramadan. So Muslims have to fast. Those who have the conditions, okay? For example, people who are mature enough, baligh, okay? They have to fast during the month of Ramadan. Okay, there are certain conditions and many things that inshallah in the next ayah we will go in the next session inshallah we'll talk about them, okay? For example, who can avoid fasting, okay? Who can, for example, who must fast and who must not fast, okay? When we should fast, when even it's month of Ramadan, for example, should we fast? There are some conditions, okay, that inshallah next session we'll talk about them. But here in this ayah, Allah Almighty says one of the reasons of sawm, fasting, okay? لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. تَتَّقُونَ comes from, it is derived from the word وَقَايَقِ, taqwa as well, we say, okay? These are family, okay? Family words. Now, taqwa means to be kind of a pious person, to care about the rulings of Allah Almighty, okay? To achieve taqwa means that you become someone so much close to Allah Almighty, okay? Taqwa has a lot of good meanings, so try to refer to the vocabulary or, for example, dictionaries, inshallah, okay? And learn about them. Guys, the way, for example, Allah Almighty prescribed fasting and how it was prescribed to the people before us, I want you to refer to the Tafasir books, okay? Because we don't have much time. All right? So, that was the thing we mentioned in this ayah. The points we mentioned.
هذا القرآن يوحدنا لطريق الخير يوجهنا الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا ورسول الله معلمنا هذا القرآن.
Want to learn Quran at home? Join us in our Quranic class. Let's recite the Quran.
Now, everyone, let's go to Tajweed rules, which are very, very important. We will, inshallah, mention them. Let me once read this ayah. Listen, everyone. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. So, of course, in this ayah, the pronunciation of some of the letters are important, like the letter ha, the letter hamza, ya, ayyuhal. It shouldn't be pronounced like ayn, yes?
Yes.
Then the next letter, ha, ya ayyuha, yes? Alladhina, dhal, must be pronounced correctly. Amanu, hamza again. Kutiba alaykumus siyam, alaykum ayn, yes? And siyam, the letter sad, must be pronounced correctly. It's a bit different from the letter seen, right? It has kind of a whistling sound, but not completely whistling sound, okay? You have to produce an ah sound with the letter seen with kind of a little bit circling mouth, okay? Sod, 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 okay? So, the next one is again the letter dhal, the letter qaf is very important, okay? Qa, qa. Sometimes people make mistake and they pronounce it the same as the letter kaf. Yes?
Yeah.
Kaf, qaf. So they are a bit different, yes? So you should be very much careful. Now, these were based on the pronunciation of the letters, which letters are important, okay? That I told you, these are important. You have to pay attention. Now, the other rules. Ya ayyuhalladhina. If you take a look at the word ya ayyuhalladhina, it has a mad, right? On the top, the sign of mad. What do you think? Is this mad wajib? Which type of mad is it? Is it wajib muttasil, jaiz munfasil, lazim, or for example any other types of mad?
It is wajib muttasil.
Wajib muttasil, yes?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Jaiz munfasil.
Are you sure?
It is, yes. Wajib.
Why is it wajib and why is it not jaiz? Because why is it jaiz and it's not wajib?
Because the hamza,
okay,
is in the other word.
No, it's other word? In the same word.
Same word. That's what I'm
saying. Ah, that's what you mean. Yes.
It's wajib muttasil.
Wajib muttasil. MashaAllah. That was great. Nice explanation.
Yes.
But it was wrong. It's not wajib muttasil. It is jaiz munfasil. Why? Because the word ya is one word. Ayyu is another word. Ha is a letter. Yeah, another word, okay? But they are merged, okay, together. Ya ayyuha. Okay? You will inshallah study enough that they are not one word, okay? Ya ayyuha is not one word, okay? It's a composition, okay?
Three words? Three different
actually
words?
Three words, no. There is one letter as well, okay? Huh. Ya is one letter which is used for actually calling someone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It means I'm calling, I'm talking to,
like,
you,
all
people. Ayyu is a word. Yeah, ya is now used instead of a word, okay? So it's a word. Ayu is another word, ha is another word.
So is ya same as all people?
Ya is, yes. No, not all people. Ayyuhalladhina. Alladhina means all people. So now, three words, okay? Even if not three words, two words we have here, okay? Now, ha is, it's a letter, okay? In literature, Arabic literature, you'll study. Now, because of this, now, ya ayyu, so two words, okay? Ya ayyu, two words or no?
Yes.
Two words. Yes. Now, alif is in, alif is with the ya, alif mad, harful mad is with?
Yeah.
Yeah. And ayyu, hamza is with the word ayyu, so they are not in the same word, right? They are in two different words. So now, when the rule was this, if the mad, harful mad,
yeah,
and the hamza, if both are in the same word, the mad is wajib muttasil. Muttasil means they are connected. Both are in the same word. But if they are not in two separate words, it means they are munfasil, separated from each other. Right?
Yes.
So the mad becomes jaiz in that case. So it is not wajib, okay, to stretch it for six counts. It is jaiz, so we can stretch it. We can avoid it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
So let me stretch and you will avoid. يا أيها الذين
يا أيها الذين
You can skip, you can stretch,
yes.
Okay? آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام. There is no special rule because they are very very easy. عليكم الصيام, just skip the همزة الوصل. كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم نون ساكن plus قاف إخفاء. But in a way that qafis should be clear. مِن قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. So the important rule here was قَبْلِكُمْ, yes, thank you. قَبْلِكُمْ قَلْقَلَى. قَبْلِكُمْ, bouncing sound, echoing sound on ba. So that was an important rule, okay, about mad. You practiced and you learned. Alhamdulillah, you reviewed. Thank you so much. That's it, okay, for today in this ayah. Inshallah, in the coming sessions, make sure you stay with us, brothers and sisters who have been listening to us. Inshallah, stay with IRIB English Radio. We'll be here with you. Thank you so much For more explanation about the tafsir explanations, please refer to the tafsir books, inshallah, okay? And yeah, thank you so much. Thanks to IRIB English Radio. Thanks to Sevier International Schools Network. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadi wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa alihi Muhammad wa
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools. فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان